Hello, this is Nissapod. Apologies for not doing a boo yesterday. Got home from the party yesterday afternoon and things were going reasonably well. And then our little boy started throwing up very copiously, I think is the word for it, until about 4 a.m. this morning. So I didn't get much chance to do a boo yesterday. So I can tell you what my least favourite smell is, but I won't. I'll spare you the details. Most favourite smell? Well, I quite like quite a lot of smells, but my favourite recent discovery on the smell front is a £3.99 perfume from Lidl called Suddenly Madame Glamour, which I like so much that I have put some into a little portable squirty thing, so that I could take it around with me if I'm out and about or going to a party as I did on Friday night. So that's my favourite smell of the moment, and I did a blog post on that if you want to read more about it. So yeah, I like lots of smells of food, nice toiletries, things like the smell at the top of my little boy's head when he's not being poorly. So I do have, I do normally like smells, and I could probably have done a boo about that yesterday if I'd have had time. And today's a February prompt. It is Sunday, the 12th of February today. Is to talk about, if you could have anybody, any four people along to a dinner party, who would you have? And I was thinking about this, and I think actually, if I had a choice of any four people, I would love to get all four of my sisters together. The thing is, I haven't seen all four of my sisters together for such a long time now. It's quite hard to get us all together. Three of us have got kids, and we're in different parts of the country, and it just is quite a challenge to get us all together. And I do. I do think that's a bit of a shame. I know that the answer that's expected to the question is to come up with four famous people, living or dead, but I would just like to have an evening with my sisters if that could be arranged at some point. So yeah, I'm feeling a bit wiped out after last night, so that's why I'm sounding a bit less bouncy than I sometimes do. So I think that's all I'll say for now, and I'll hopefully speak to you again soon.